When discussing music, and especially the sarangi, Bundu Khan found ordinary language quite inadequate. To him, Malkoz, for example, was not sa gama dha ni sa. It was not even ga sa ma ga dha ma ni dha sa ni sa. So he had to invent gas mag dham nad san sa. The next piece is that, but in the Avrohi, Pancham and Rishab are introduced. And the full movement is gas mag dham nad san sa, sa dhanni dhappa ma, dha gam pa ma, gamma sarresa. Yes, it is the old style rendering of Chandrakos.
Thank you.
to a family of musicians, Bundu Khan received his earliest training from his father, Ali Jan Khan, and Nana Mia Sogi Khan. His real ustad, however, were his maternal uncles, Mia Mamman Khan, Samman Khan, Subra Khan, and Kalle Khan. He seems, however, to have got the most from Mamman Khan Sahib, a court musician in Patiala, who not only taught him all he knew, but also gave his daughter in marriage. Bundu Khan himself became a state musician in the Darbar at Holkar in Indore, where he came under the influence of Pandit Bhatkhande, whose musical theory he found deeply absorbing. There was something elfin about the personality of Bundu Khan. There was always a gentle, tolerant smile on his face, which could become impish or devotional. I discovered to my cost, however, that he could be devastating when it came to really important things. I had been visiting him in Suivala regularly for 6 months and had been trying to learn the Darbari. One day, he exploded and rapped his girls sharply on my knuckles. He said that my Dhevad was not komal enough and that there was nothing he could do about it because, in his opinion, I had too much false pride and that without suffering and poverty in one's heart, one could never be able to find the right Dhevad. Or for that matter, the right Gandhar. Ustad Bundu Khan too was once scolded by his mentor, Ustad Mamman Khan, who said, "Ye bhai tumhari bahar ki taan suar ki gardan jaisi hai. Ek taraf kuchali, to mud ke dekhne ka naam hi nahi leti hai." Bundu Khan spent the next 3 years trying to correct this elusive defect by mending his fingers or ungliya banana, as he called it. He said that the fingers also had to have eyes which would enable them to look back. I asked him, "What did your ustad say when you played Bahar for him again?" He said, "Mamu ne suni aur kaha ke haan." Will you also say haan to the next piece which starts out as Shahana Bahar, Sakal Ban Phool Rahi Sarso, and ends up as Bageshri Bahar, Kagwa Tuja?
Thank you. चना कभी नजर
Thank you. Thank you. 1948, he was going to Pakistan and was persuaded to make a few commercial 78s. The last piece is the most masculine, the most powerful conception of Bhairavi that I have ever come across. In just 4.5 minutes, he creates a garden in full bloom. He recorded this in a makeshift HMV studio in Maharaja Lal Lane, Delhi. I was with him on this occasion.
Remember that this was recorded when Bundukha was 67 years old. He was born in 1880 and died in 1956. His place undoubtedly more secure in heaven, I think,
than it ever was on Earth. Good night.
संगीत के अखिल भारतीय कार्यक्रम में आज आपने स्वर्गीय उस्ताद बुंदू खां का सारंगी वादन सुना। इस कार्यक्रम को श्री राजेश बहादुर ने प्रस्तुत किया। अगले शनिवार यानी 23 फरवरी को संगीत के अखिल भारतीय कार्यक्रम में आप श्री मणि प्रसाद का शास्त्रीय गान सुनेंगे।
इंटरनेशनल प्रोग्राम, यू हर्ड अ सारंगी रिसाइटल बाय द लेट उस्ताद बुंदू खां। The program was devised and presented by Shri Rajesh Bahadur. Next Saturday, that is the 23rd of February, you will hear a vocal recital by Shri Mani Prasad.